From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Tough Old Bird, coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky. A UNESCO Creative City of Crafts and Folk Art connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, associate producer and host of Red Barn Radio, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio with our 522nd live performance. Tonight we're very pleased to present a concert performance with Tough Old Bird, formed in the small community of Fillmore, New York by songwriting brothers Matthew and Nathan Corrigan. Tough Old Bird plays a potent blend of authentic folk and blues that reflects the rural landscape it comes from. The core of Tough Old Bird sound comes from Matthew's intricate acoustic guitar work and from the voice and nimble harmonica playing of Nathan, who holds a degree in literature and brings a poetic sensibility to the duo's lyrics. Tough Old Bird has a sound that is at once modern and ancient. Please welcome to the Red Barn stage our featured artists, Tough Old Bird.
Upon you when the dark comes creeping up behind, open up your arms if you want to.
I'm Brad Becker, and you're listening to Red Barn Radio. Tonight, our guest is Tough Old Bird, Our guests are Tough Old Bird. And
that's a tricky one.
That is. These are brothers Nathan and Matthew Corrigan from Fillmore, New York. Did you actually grow up then in Allegheny County?
actually? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
So were you born there?
I was born in Rochester, New York.
In Rochester, okay.
And our folks moved down to the sticks when I was around two.
So you're the older brother?
I'm the older brother, yeah.
Okay.
So. I was born in Allegheny County and stayed there.
So tell folks about Western New York.
It certainly is a quiet corner of New York that most people
We do meet a lot of people who, when we tell them we're from New York, they just assume New York City.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
As if there was no other part of it. Thank we you. Also met a guy at a show in Johnson City, Tennessee one time who, when we told him we were from Western New York, he said, oh, so you must feel right at home down here. And he was right. It's not that different at all.
The sun swung down and our hair smelled like the river. All the rocks worn down to sand. You can explain it any way you want to. I won't ever understand. They said his dog never did come home. I left a bottle by the door. Your coffee's strong and your light is sweet. I won't be stopping by. Beneath the eaves. I went right home and told myself nothing had changed. You all can go anytime you please. And if you need anything from me, you always know where I'll be found. If you need anything from me, you always know where I'll be found, where I'll be
What's life like in Allegheny County? What's the industry there? What keeps people there or brought them there in the first place, do you know?
A lot of farming.
Yeah, it's a big farming area, yeah.
A lot of corn.
Mm-hmm. Dairy, too.
Mm-hmm. Rochester is known for Kodak film. Is less so now, but it's still a pretty strong presence in the city.
Well, how far are you from Rochester?
We're about an hour and a half from there.
Mm-hmm.
What about your music in Allegheny County? Did it start off in your home? Did you hear a lot of music in your house?
We did. It wasn't really the sort of music that we play. Our dad was big into the Beatles, raised us on that. The music that people listen to, you know, around there is classic rock and country, and the same as a lot of places, I think. So how we fumbled our way into folk music, I'm not quite sure.
Our dad was a songwriter himself, so that kind of, he played acoustic solo a lot, and so that kind of was always a presence in the house, which probably led to us doing that as well. Even if it became a different style of playing and songwriting, but it was still an influence.
Did your dad just do music for the family, or did he actually go out? And did you all actually, as kids, do you have recollections of seeing him playing out at other venues and stuff like that?
He used to do open mics and things like that. I remember him doing that. He recorded an album of songs, or a couple of albums of songs, in a studio. He made cassettes of them that he sold and gave away. I don't remember him playing a lot of shows when we were growing up, but he definitely played a lot and wrote a lot of songs.
I heard it go down to the wire on Saturday night. Louise was crying in the dark. And the windmill stopped turning. The horse barn was burning. The sky met the ash and the spark. Once I realized I was a shepherd in disguise, Louise took hold of my hand. When the sun started sinking and the main line was shaking, she quickly let go. Oh, and swing us safely across the water. Oh, and swing us safely across the water. Be well again. And maybe I can breathe easy. Maybe I can breathe easy and build. Ticking of a clock in the hall. And When the May winds come drifting through the window of our kitchen, Louise, I'll never know why I settled down. 'Cause sometimes it gets so quiet, my eye is so tired. You know I just can't stand the noise. My thoughts as they go drifting through the window of our kitchen to where I can be satisfied. Hide and swing us safely across the water. Oh, and swing us safely across the water to be well. Cross the water. Oh, and swing us safely across the water to be well again. Oh, and maybe I can breathe easy. Maybe I can breathe easy and build it again.
Are you all close with your dad?
He actually passed away about a year ago.
Ah. Do you all ever think about playing music of his?
I've thought about it a lot.
Yeah.
It's a challenge because he had a very unique way of playing the guitar. He was left-handed, but he played a right-handed guitar, just sort of flipped around upside down, so strung backwards, basically. Uh-huh. And he also played an open E tuning. For me to make sense of that, I have a hard time with it in my limited musically trained brain.
How about you, Matthew? Did it make sense to you?
I think I have a pretty good grasp on some of it. I remember trying to play along with him, and there were sometimes there would be chords that just like I couldn't quite find. There's like two notes that I just wouldn't be able to find, or my hand wouldn't stretch far enough or something because of the tuning he was using. But I still enjoyed it and like could probably figure out some of them if I sat down and gave it a whirl.
I've never been to Illinois, but I hear it's cold. And the wind hits heavy on the Michigan shore. I blew into Chicago, Lord, with a mighty roar. And I drifted back out on the breeze, feeling tired. And away I go, and away I go, with so long, and away I go. I've never been to Minnesota, but I hear blind you there if it catches you alone. And by the time I reached St. Paul, I was frozen to the bone. But I warmed myself to the light from the radio. And away I go, and away I go. Oh, it's so long, and away I go. I've never been to West Virginia, but somehow I know that the great white pine is a gracious host. And I rode into Wheeling, Lord, on the heels of a ghost. And I spent the night with the daughter of the Ohio.
Where did you start your guitar playing? Did you self-taught or?
Yep, I bought a chord book at a flea market when I was 14 and sat home and just played C's and G's over and over again until I could go back and forth fast enough to learn a song, and then haven't stopped.
I'll offer up a high compliment, which is that in the last tune that you played, I was hearing some phrasings that, you know, a lot like David Rawlings. And even the way, to some extent, that you move with your instrument, you know, it's pretty exciting. It's really neat to hear you play. You know,
thank you. I really, yeah, that's high praise.
You're not playing things that are expected. There's kind of a surprise around every bend, and it's really nice.
I enjoy it
a lot. You had no guitar teachers then?
Not really. Not in a technical sense. I used to play a lot around in school. I was in jazz band. I played guitar. That was kind of a different thing than I was kind of playing rhythm, so it wasn't really, and also didn't really have a teacher, so I just kind of had the chords in front of me and could follow along. So in terms of teaching, I had like music theory classes, but even that I kind of couldn't quite grasp.
Took my keys from the dresser drawer, took your name and I carved it in the door. Whoever lives here.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Tough Old Bird, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Tough Old Bird after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.